morning and welcome to Onda Delibes. Today's program is going to sound a little different. That's because we're sharing this space with both Spanish and Swedish students. They're part of our Erasmus Plus program. It's like an exchange of students. So you're about to hear is not just a radio show. It's a real exchange of experience.
Different cultures, different habits, and probably a few unexpected moments along the way. We'll go through several sections, from personal impressions of Madrid to language, traditions, food, and a final challenge. So let's get started.
Let's begin with first impressions. You've been in Madrid for a few days now, so we're curious. How has the experience been so far? What has surprised you or maybe even confused you a little bit?
Well, I think the most different thing between here and Sweden is the time you eat, because in Sweden we usually eat lunch at like 12 and dinner at 6, but here you eat lunch at like 3 and dinner at in the night. For us, we would be sleeping when you eat the dinner.
And what about the city itself? What places have you visited that really stood out?
We visited the palace. I don't know the names of the places, but we visited like big palaces, and we've seen a lot of statues and stuff. I thought it was interesting how many like statues of people riding horses you have.
Yes, it's true, it's true. It's always interesting to hear how someone from outside sees your own city. Sometimes they notice things that we completely ignore, like the amount of men in horses. Yeah, it's true. So let's move into language.
We're going to try a small challenge. You hear some short expressions in Swedish and Spanish, and instead of translating directly, try to guess the meaning from context, tone, or intuition. Let's see how far we can get without a dictionary.
¿Qué mona va esta chica siempre?
No idea.
Yeah. What you said, chica, so probably something with a girl.
Yeah.
I don't know more than that. I only know chica. So I have no clue, actually.
Okay.
It isn't the full meaning of the sentence. It's like the context, like what do you meant to say saying that? You get me?
I don't know, actually. I only heard chica, but I actually have no clue on what it would be.
Okay, if I say to Jimena something like, ¿Qué mona va esta chica siempre?
Like, what do you think it means? Like, you don't have to translate directly, but like, what do you think it means?
Like, you're talking about her, so you're talking about someone, like this girl, kind of. Like, that's the context I can think of.
Yeah.
But I don't know anything more specific than that.
Okay. Do you want to know the meaning?
Sure.
It means like, how pretty this girl looks every day.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Like, now you can say some like sentences in Swedish and we can try to guess them.
Arvid har en fin skjorta.
Interesting. I think that it's something nice, but do you tell this to a person or?
You can say it to a person.
Okay. Can you repeat it?
Arvid har en fin skjorta.
Skjorta. Arvid har en futa skjorta. What could it be? I think that you are referring to someone's hair, for example.
No, not really.
Oh, the clothes, okay. And what does it mean?
Arvid has a nice shirt.
Okay. Try another one, but an easier one, please.
Elton är väldigt bra på att spela pingis.
Way more longer. This one? Longer?
Could you repeat that again?
Elton är väldigt bra på att spela pingis.
I'm trying to guess it by the
Elton
English.
I think. Can you tell what? Can you?
Like, isn't bro like good?
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know. Something good about him?
Yeah, you could say.
I don't know. Elton has a good.
English, maybe?
No.
Okay, should I say what it is now? Yeah. Elton is very good at playing ping pong.
Okay.
So it's a bit random, but yeah.
What should we say, Jimena? Move to the next one or another one phrase?
Maybe we can do another one and then move to the next section.
Okay.
Let me think. Lucía, ¿puedes parar, por favor?
No. Yes, try to guess it.
You said por favor, and it means like please, right? So you're asking for something, or maybe, yeah, you're asking for something, I think.
Yes.
But I don't know what. Can you say it again?
Lucía, ¿puedes parar, por favor?
I have no idea.
It's like, Lucía, can you stop, please?
Okay.
Maybe I could take one. I have one. Det är trevligt att vara här.
Det är trevligt att vara här.
Yes, very good.
Yes. Det är
trevligt att vara här.
Att vara här. It's something about the weather?
No.
I have no clue, so I'm going to try to guess it.
Like, do you say it to someone, or it's like about something?
It's about something, but I could like say it to you, for example.
Okay. This radio program is incredible.
No, it means it's nice being here.
Okay.
Thank you.
So now we're going to talk about customs and traditions. Daily life is full of small details that we don't usually question until someone from another country points them out.
So in this section, we're focusing on those habits, things like schedules, routines, or social customs that might feel completely normal to you, but unusual to others.
What Spanish habits have you seen that you find weird, or something like that?
Yeah, we talked about the food times, like when we eat dinner, we eat it at 6 or 5 usually, and you eat it so late. Like, I've been eating dinner at 11, and like, I've messaged my dad at home and he has gone to bed at 10, so it's very unusual to eat so late. And that has also made it so, bless you, that you get kind of hungry because you're not used to eating so late, but it's been nice.
We don't normally eat that late at like 11, maybe like 9, 9:30, 10.
It's still very late for us, but yeah, that's probably like an extreme case, but yeah, it's much, much later than we have it.
Do you have another thingy that in Spain it's so weird to you?
You guys have your shoes on inside. We don't have that in Sweden. We take them off at the door.
So I'm going to think about some Swedish thing that you have that I find strange. Oh yeah, the showers in the morning. Aren't you cold?
Well,
What do you mean by cold? Like, we usually shower pretty hot because it's cold in Sweden, of course.
No, but do you usually shower at the mornings, not in the afternoon?
It depends, but I shower in the morning because I feel I might get warm during the night. So it just feels more fresh to go to school when it's like when you're clean.
Okay. I find it really, really different from here.
What I find very weird is that you don't eat like anything sweet for breakfast.
Yeah, that's very unusual. Like the first day when we were supposed to eat breakfast, we ate some cookies and it was so different from home because we used to eat like sandwiches, but we never eat cookies, like never eat cookies for breakfast.
Well, talking about food, we could go to the next section now, shall we?
Let's talk about food, probably the easiest way to connect and also to disagree. Instead of listing dishes, imagine we're all sitting in the same table. What will you bring from your country and how will you convince the others to try it?
So I would probably bring a classic in Sweden. It's köttbullar or meatballs with lingonberries. And it's like our... I think it's our national food. If it's not really the national food, it is in our hearts.
I would bring a Spanish potato omelette that I'm sure you've all eaten it.
Yeah.
But it's really good.
Did you guys have any other traditional Spanish foods in here?
Not traditional Spanish food, but another food I would bring to the table is herring. It's we eat that at our like Christmas and Easter and stuff like that, and it's a small fish which have fermented, and it tastes a little bit special, but it would be fun to try.
It's not just about ingredients; it's about memories, habits, and personal taste. So I will bring. I will bring torrijas, because torrijas, it's this dessert that is, I love it, I just love it. It's really tasty. Yeah.
Torrijas, it's like a special kind of bread that you wet in like, you sink it into like a milk, lemon and cinnamon mixture, and you sink it there, and then you fry it. It's like, it sounds weird, but they are very good. It ain't my fault you keep turning me on. It ain't my fault you got me so gone. It ain't my fault I'm not leaving alone. It ain't my fault you keep turning me on. I can't talk right now. I'm looking at like what I'm seeing. I'm feeling kind of shocked right now. Could it stop right now? Even if I want to get it where it's at right now. Oh my God, what is it? Want you all in my business? Before we finish, let's go back to where we started. After these days in Madrid, what has surprised you the most? Something you didn't expect before coming here?
For me, it's got to be the food times. Like, it's been so different from home that, like, I don't know, it's the thing that has surprised me the most, actually.
What surprised me a lot is that you lock the doors into the school. We don't do that in Sweden. Like, you have a fence all around it. Yeah, that surprised me.
And one last question. Do you think you'll come back in the future?
Yeah, that would be really fun actually to get back here and maybe show my family the city, because I think it's been wonderful, and I really like the city and I would love to come back sometime.
Yeah, I think it's this project is good because we get to see it from another perspective than normal tourists, because we actually get people who live here to guide us.
Yeah, I agree.
That's the kind of things projects like Erasmus Plus program are really about, not just visiting places, but living with a reason to return.
Thanks for being here, and thanks for sharing your experience with us.
See you next time on Onda de Libes.